This session is about overcoming sadness. Loss is one of those life milestones that no one prepares for. You know it may come. You may hear distant warning drums or think, "This can't be happening to me." And suddenly, it's here. Loss. And it can take 1,001 forms. Sometimes it comes like rain in the middle of a sunny day, unexpected, sudden, and leaving a trail. Other times it creeps, slowly creeping into your life until you realize you've lost something important. Sadness is a natural reaction, no matter what we lose. From the death of a loved one to the breakup of a relationship, the loss of a job, or even having to say goodbye to a loved one we just didn't get to say goodbye to. Defining loss is not easy because, as they say, every heart speaks a different language of pain. It is a story that each of us writes differently. The death of a loved one is one of the most profound and painful types of loss, like someone ripping out a piece of your soul. But it's certainly not the only one. Loss can also take more subtle forms, like losing a job that shatters your sense of identity. Or how about a breakup? It feels like saying goodbye to a partner literally rips your world apart. And then there's the loss of health that can completely repaint our future plans. So, yes, loss comes not only in a sad black, but also in a million shades of gray black, each one slipping us its own package of emotions. It is extremely important to understand that each loss has its own specific story and brings with it its own challenges. A breakup can trigger anxiety and feelings of loneliness, while losing a job can cause panic about your financial situation, your place in the world, or your career. Have you ever found yourself thinking back about the old days when things seemed so much easier and brighter? That's another face of loss. We love to idealize what we'll probably never get back. But you know what? That's perfectly okay. We're humans, and we're surrounded by emotions like a chef by bowls of spices. Sadness, anger, desire, it'll all be there. And now watch out, because the unexpected is coming. Loss doesn't just affect our emotions. True, at first we feel like our body has been put on autopilot. The sad, depressed eyes, the deep sighs over coffee, or that inability to do anything because we just don't have the energy. But did you know that loss can destroy us not only emotionally, but physically as well? Sadness can tire you out more than a marathon. Even if you've got a new sports outfit and have done a warm-up, it can reveal itself as stress that tightens your muscles, furrows your brow, and even slows your digestion. You suddenly find yourself forgetting to eat regularly, sleeping intermittently, and answering the question, "How are you?" You just shrug your shoulders. If you feel that your loss has cut you off from the world, know that you are not alone. It's normal to shut down because loss affects our relationships. When we are vulnerable, we tend to pull up our inner shields and push others away. Paradoxically, however, it is at that moment that we desire love and support the most. Loss is like a test of relationships, the people who stay and the ones who suddenly disappear as if they never existed. And it hurts. No need to pretend otherwise. I'm not here to just wrap you in a sad bubble full of tragic scenarios. I'm your guide through this rather thorny garden. Because besides the pain, loss has another mysterious power. It opens doors to unexpected possibilities. It's true that there are doors beyond which there is emptiness and darkness. But once you gain the courage to face it, you'll find that loss can teach you how to be stronger, how to appreciate what you have more, and most importantly, how to start from scratch. Loss and sadness are like wild storms. You never know exactly when they will hit or how long they will last. But one thing is certain. After each storm comes a period of calm, and that's when your journey to healing begins. So if you are experiencing loss right now, don't worry. Don't be afraid to be that broken version of yourself for a moment, because even brokenness is part of what makes us humans. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and create space for healing. And remember, you will always make it through in the end. Maybe not in an hour, maybe not in a day, but you will make it through. To show this topic more practically, let's look at the stages of sadness. These stages of sadness are not a universal template that we have to fit into, but rather a fan of possible reactions of our body and mind to difficult life situations. While it can sometimes seem that we are in a sort of endless spiral of uncertainty, these phases give us a structure for understanding what is happening to us. So let's dive into each of them together. If you have a cup of tea or good coffee to hand, this is the time to pour it. Fear and denial. The first blow. The first time we are hit with an unexpected loss or something that shakes our inner world, we often find ourselves in the "I'm just dreaming" mode. Your brain, that cunning creature, decides to go on autopilot for a moment and simply doesn't believe that what happened is real. The natural reaction at this stage is denial. A typical sentence we might hear is, "This can't be true. It didn't happen." But don't worry, if you feel like you're lying to yourself a bit, that's perfectly normal. It is, in fact, your mind's way of taking a pause to begin to sort out the whole situation. Denial is not an outright rejection of reality, but rather a light buffer we set up to help us absorb the shock in smaller doses. It's like taking a bath in ice water and going at it slowly, bit by bit. You and your mind gently adjust to the new circumstances. And if the whole situation feels like a bad dream you'd rather forget, relax. This dreamless morning will pass. Just give yourself time. Anger. Why me? Once our mind realizes that the situation is real, the next stage comes: anger. And believe me, that anger is high energy. It takes many forms. You can be angry at yourself, at fate, at specific people, or even at the world as a whole. Third bad news in a day? The world is only hurting me, you may be saying to yourself. And maybe you're angry at everyone who seems happy because you feel like they don't quite understand you. And honestly, they probably really don't. At this stage, we often ask ourselves questions like, "Why did this have to happen to me?" Or, "Why is life throwing sticks at me?" Questions like these are a whirlpool of feelings of frustration and helplessness. But there's a catch here, too. Even anger, though it seems destructive at first look, has a meaning. It allows us to let go of emotions that could otherwise stay bottled up. So allow yourself to swear a little or cry a lot. The goal is to let the pressure escape like steam from a pressure cooker. Negotiation. What if? When the initial waves of shock and anger pass, the brain switches to compromise diplomat mode. This is the negotiation phase, where we try to search in our minds for ways to somehow reverse, fix, or play back the situation. It's a moment where you ask yourself, "What if I had done it differently?" Or, "If I had made a different decision, how would it have turned out?" It is essentially our attempt to regain control of a situation that seems completely out of our control. However, negotiation also brings with it a huge number of what-if scenarios. These thoughts can be exhausting, and it is important to remember that even if constantly thinking about all the possible solutions seems like a logical solution, nothing will undo the past. This is where we need to focus on what we can do for the present and the future. But take your time, because each phase has its own pace, and negotiating can be tricky. Depression, silence, and darkness. After all the storms of emotions and mental negotiations, we reach a stage of greatest calm, but also sadness. Depression is not just crying and sadness. Sometimes it is also a complete emptiness that seems to paralyze us. You may feel tired, exhausted, or even completely indifferent. Some people lose their appetite, and others become the biggest Netflix fan again, seeking relief in show after show. You see, it's actually a natural part of our grieving process. Our bodies and minds need a break to take it all in. But the good news is that no period of mourning lasts forever. With each day you deal with these emotions, you slowly build a bridge to the final stage. Acceptance. Inhale. Exhale. New beginning. And here comes the relief. Though it may not yet be complete or perfect, In this final stage, we accept reality as it is and come to terms with what has happened. This doesn't mean that the loss doesn't hurt, but rather that we have learned to move on with our lives without constantly running around the same emotions over and over again. Acceptance helps us find new meaning and return to our normal lives, even if they are never exactly the same again. At this stage, we often learn to look at our experience as something that has moved us on. You may find a way to preserve memories of loved ones or events in a positive way. And even if at first you don't want to believe that a smile will ever come, it will. Give it time, just as you gave space to your tears and emotions. Remember that sadness is not something to get over, but rather a process we go through that can teach us more about ourselves. It is a journey that transforms us. And remember, you are not alone in this. You'll be okay again, one step at a time, one breath at a time. Let's dive into practical part. The exercise I will guide you through is based on the use of metaphors and ingenious questions, ones that take you deeper into your inner self and open the door to understanding your emotions. I've designed the exercise to make you feel comfortable. It's a process that is perhaps a bit like dancing in a fog, a little uncertain at first, but with each step, you begin to discover new dimensions, perceive shades, and build a complete picture. The exercise is completely based on metaphors. Metaphors are bridges that help us move from the chaos of thoughts to greater clarity. For example, if I ask you what your current problem looks like in a story, or compare your situation to a storm cloud, you might be surprised. As the storm passes, leaving behind a damp, fresh scent, sometimes intense emotions fade, and with them come new opportunities. One of the main goals of this exercise is to help you find a positive perspective on the situations you are facing. It doesn't mean putting on rose-tinted glasses and saying everything is great when it clearly isn't. I'm here to teach you to look at things differently, perhaps through a lens that finds opportunity where you didn't see it before, or that allows you to find courage, lighten the situation with humor, and give your feelings a name. In short, this exercise is not just about finding the answers. It is about the actual journey of seeking that we will take on together. I'm trying to create an atmosphere and use tools that are not only beneficial, but also enjoyable and inspiring. In the end, you may find that you've discovered far more about yourself than you originally thought, and I'm happy to help you put each piece of the puzzle in its right place. Exercise. Journey through the forest of sadness. This activity will support you in managing the stages of sadness using the metaphor of the forest to reflect on your feelings, seek anchoring, and find new perspectives. Find a quiet place where you can concentrate. Have something to write with. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to relax. Reach into your imagination and imagine a forest. What is it like? What do you feel when you are there? Is it light or dark? Is it quiet or busy? Do you smell a scent? Do you feel warm or cold? What are all the things in the forest? Write in your diary, "My forest is." Describe your forest according to the feelings you have. You are now entering this forest. How do you feel? What feelings are you experiencing, and where in your body do you feel them? What specifically are you experiencing? Write down, "When I enter the forest, I feel..." Walk slowly through the forest. Imagine that in the forest you come across trees that symbolize your feelings. Choose one tree you like. What does it symbolize for you? What feelings does it express? Write down, "This tree symbolizes..." Describe the feelings and why you chose this particular tree. Go up to the tree and start talking to him. What would you like to say to him about your feelings? What questions would you like to ask? Then, let the tree answer. Write down, "I say," and the tree answers me. Think about the answer provided by the tree. How has it helped you to better understand or relieve your feelings? Write down, "The tree's response showed me." Continue your journey and look for a place where there is a bright light. What is the atmosphere in this place? How do you feel when you arrive there? What does the light look like? Write down, "When I get to the light, I feel." Ask yourself, "What lesson has this forest and my walking brought me?" Write down, "What I have learned from this journey." Make a little ritual to close the exercise. For example, light a candle or take a symbolic step back to reality. Write a few sentences about what was the most difficult part of the exercise and what helped you. Don't forget, you can always return to your forest for any further answers you need.